Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi there. It's here the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, August 8th, smack dab in the middle of the first full week of August.
Yeah. Introduce yourself, Chris.
Chris Malone.
Hi, Storm Roberts here.
And Kristen Miller.
Kristen? Oh, that's me.
Yeah. Kristen, it's Miller? Kristen Miller.
Come on. Do it like we did it in rehearsal, Kristen.
Oh, well. Hey, here's what you may have missed on the show this morning.
Stop trying so hard.
All right, I said...
this is how we start the show off. It's 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's just basically working too hard at work is detrimental not only to your health, but also can sabotage your career.
See?
So we've been told our whole lives, work hard,
save your money.
And...
You'll die anyway.
Yeah, but you'll have a great life and you won't need help. Come to find out, the researchers have said there's a lot of negative effects for working too hard. They actually outweigh the positive ones, such as working too hard causes stress and fatigue. That's a negative effect in your health, which can then cross over to a poor outcome of your work performance.
That's right.
We call that burnout.
Yes, and so in essence, they're saying, you know, it's okay to be in the middle ground here. Don't, you know, don't slack off, but don't, you know, kill yourself. Yourself coming to work, you need to find that happy middle ground.
I recommend for the 12 hours that you're at work from 7 until 6, listen for the code word at the top of the hour, and you can win $1,000 with a $12,000 workday payoff. That's probably the best way to kind of divide up your day.
You could do that. Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, we were talking about this on the air as well. Is we done a story not too long ago. There's thousands of hours that we don't take in vacation because...
Yeah.
We don't have anything planned, or we don't have time, is what we say, and that's just really not true. We can
take your staycation.
Yeah. Yes, and you know sometimes it's nice to have the house to yourself.
I'm telling you, last Friday there was a gas leak at Mitch's job.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they got there 7 o'clock. By 8 a.m. they were all sent home. So I got home Friday probably at noon or 1 o'clock. Thinking I'll get home a little bit early and have some time to myself. No, there he was.
There he is. That man's on the couch.
He was. I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
You know, that gas leak on Friday, believe it or not, consequently, was after Burrito Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But so, it's okay to be home and be alone and be happy about it and enjoy it.
And not have anything planned.
Yeah. Exactly.
It doesn't cost any money. So,
but don't just sit in front of the screen the whole time when you're at home.
I wish I could say it would be true, but yeah, that's what doctors are saying here. They're saying that they're trying to find links between childhood obesity, which is growing up to be almost an epidemic, and our use of technology. Let's be honest. Technology makes our life easier.
You know what?
It makes it lazier.
The thing in this story that really got me is how many hours a day a 15-year-old spends.
Yeah. So an average 15-year-old spends 7 hours a day staring at a screen.
Seven hours.
TV or a phone, a computer game, a gadget, whatever.
That's a full-time job with an hour break.
Yeah.
Seven hours. Think about that.
And their doctors are urging parents to make sure to limit their exposure to no more than 2 hours per day. That's going to be a tough pill to swallow.
Tough pill to swallow. I was thinking about this after we got off the air because I was like, there's no way Jeremy looks at his phone that much or a screen that much. And then I realized his job, he's a security guard at one of the gated communities down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his job is to sit in a hut until someone comes to the gate and then he checks them in.
Yeah.
He watches Netflix 24/7.
Wow.
Like, what else is he supposed to do?
Yeah, right. He needs to.
So I just realized, oh, man, he does actually.
Treadmill chair? I don't know.
And what they're saying here is it's not really so much bad for your eyes, but, you know, as long as Jeremy's not
sitting.
Yeah, he's not sitting there with, like, a bag of Doritos eating the whole thing and not realizing he's eating.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, right.
Then he's okay. So let's talk about the follow-up to the unanswered emails. This blows my mind. 122 business emails a day.
So everybody gets 122. This is average. So a lot of people are getting more than 122 emails a day. That's an avalanche, man.
Yeah.
It is an avalanche, and that could be a lot of frustration as well because you don't know which is important, which isn't. Sometimes you're waiting for someone to reply back to your email, and you're not getting anywhere because their email's flooded. So these are some etiquette experts on email. They say you have three shots and that's it.
All right.
First email is the one you actually send out the
original.
Yeah,
right.
Wait 24 to 48 hours if you don't hear back from them.
Okay.
And then do what's called the check-in, expressing you need an answer from them on the subject. So that's all you do. And then your third one, which is your final one, that's the one where you bring up the mommy slash daddy tone. You're very direct with the person, telling you you need to hear from them by a certain time. If you don't hear from them by a certain time, these steps will happen.
You're going to go
if you
ahead
don't answer.
And the project goes ahead anyway.
Right. Yeah. They say, make sure you're not using aggressive language. Accusatory phrases like, you didn't do this, I'm still waiting, what's going on? That never really works.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about emojis?
Yeah, little emojis. Let's see here. They say, make sure that your replies are non-aggressive, simply stating that you will be moving forward on a specific date. That's all you need to do. Don't include any emotional language or any sort of tones. That
emotional language is my language.
Yeah, gotta kind of watch this one.
I'm a count to 10 girl. Type it out, get it all out there,
yeah.
Count to 10,
don't
delete
send
it, and
yeah,
start over.
Right,
again.
Right.
Yes, I see. I used to do that too, but now I take it as a safety step because I'm always afraid, deathly afraid I'm going to send it by mistake.
Oh, yeah.
So I bring up the little notepad.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I start typing it on that one.
Oh, that's
I send
a good
it a lot of times, send it to Mitch.
Yeah.
You sent it to Mitch?
Yeah, like I'll send it to Mitch and be like, this is what I want to say.
That's
and then he's like, well, what did you actually say? Shut up.
That's your pressure release valve
yes,
right there.
Yes.
Absolutely. And they say, as hard as it is to believe my millennial friends, sometimes maybe the email isn't the best way to communicate. Maybe it's actually picking up the phone and calling them.
Horror! Or
egad, go down the hall and talk to them.
That's crazy
talk,
man.
I would rather talk to someone in person than make a phone call.
Oh, is that it?
You can just yell down the hallway.
Yes.
That's
There's
what
a
I've
lot
heard.
Of that in this office.
Storm found this story about this place down in Lakeland where for $30 you can destroy things.
Yeah,
you can have your office space moment.
Yeah, Tisha Strohmeyer was getting real frustrated at work. And she says, I have these three kids and a husband, and I just got so mad I wanted to throw something one day. And I thought, you know, if I feel this way, other people probably feel this way.
Yeah.
So she started the smash room in Lakeland. People will call up and go, you know, I want to smash a dishwasher or a stove. She's got computer equipment and printers and stuff, but she also takes requests. If you want to smash the stove, she'll get you one. It might cost a little bit more. It's usually one 20-minute session of smashing stuff is $30.
I'm wondering what the garbage man has to say
about
when they come by.
Is that a reason? Is this in the recycle bin? Seriously,
the garbage man wants in on it. I bet.
I don't know.
That might be the perfect job for smashing stuff.
I think that they get it when they get to throw it into the truck. I think you would scratch that itch. You know.
You know what is a very wonderful a moment of zen for me. Is to take an empty soda can,
yes, sir.
Put it inside one of the food saver bags, and put it in the food saver.
Wow!
And let it crush it.
Really?
I love that. I saw that on the infomercial, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still will find myself wasting these bags by putting tin cans in so that the air pushes it.
That's too funny. One of my favorite pastimes was going to the recycling center with my mom when they had the big colored cans. And I called dibs on the glass every time. And I would throw that glass as hard as I possibly could.
Yeah, that's great. Right. Brown glass, green glass, clear glass.
I never understood why you had to have it separated.
It has to do with the processing of it.
I guess.
Yeah.
So this actually, I'll be honest with you, this came from a click of a click of a click somewhere I was online.
This is a triple clicker right here, buddy.
So pardon me on this one here, but there's actually some literature on the internet that says it's a good idea if you don't have a garbage disposal in your house, and you are using your toilet to dispose of things, maybe you could put some raw food or cooked food down your toilet. Therefore, you don't have to put it in the garbage.
Yeah, treat your toilet like a garbage disposal.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. For the record, no.
No.
Unless you really love your plumber and you just want to sign everything away
to him. I think this really was probably put up by a plumber looking for business.
Maybe it was. That's how I got to it, I guess. But anyways, the plumber saying, no, that's an absolutely horrible idea. It can raise clog up your toilet, cause hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages. But they also point out things, even on your kitchen sink and kitchen garbage disposals, you should not be putting down, and that's anything that's a starch, like rice, mashed potatoes, or anything. Because once it combines with water, it kind of liquefies into this gooey gel-type stuff that is very hard for the water to push through.
Yeah, but can't you just pour cooking oil down to grease it out?
You would think so, but no, that's another thing that
Kristen?
Kinda,
why are you picking on me?
It kind of congeals. And they say also, I guess, it's had to have happened because they have to put a warning about this, pummeling chicken and and
the
pork bones in your garbage disposal is not a good way either to use it.
I learned that from my mother-in-law years ago. It said, if you have a garbage disposal, use it sparingly. It's not, because when you first got to go, watch what I can put in there now.
Yeah, I'm honestly glad I don't have one anymore, because the amount of times it either broke or I didn't know if I should or shouldn't. Now I just dispose of food properly, minus the oil. And everything is cohesive.
Yeah, they say, like, with baking grease or oil, is just to throw it in the garbage can, put it in a container, and put it in the garbage can.
I know if you let it sit, it congeals and it becomes solid. And it's easier. It just sometimes when there's like a tiny bit, it's so tempting let me just clean this right now.
Or you could put an ad on Craigslist. I know there's like a Mercedes that runs around here on vegetable oil, so maybe that'll work.
Yeah, and a plumber owns most of those Mercedes from people trying to use their toilets as a garbage disposal.
So the fact that more employers are searching social media histories before hiring people is really getting up there. In fact, even current employees are being fired because of posts they've done 10, 12, 14 years ago.
Yeah, think about this. Twitter's 13 years old. Facebook's 14 years old. What were you doing 14 years ago? I'll bet you don't remember what you were posting.
I was doing stupid things.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If
you're 28 now, you were doing stupid things 14 years ago.
So there come to the rescue some Google Chrome extensions that'll make cleaning up your social media past pretty easy. There's one called Social Book Post Manager, and it works on Google Chrome. But it's a downloadable extension, and it allows you to delete all the posts on social networks. You can either filter it by specific dates, you can filter it by specific posts using keywords, and then you can delete the specific ones. You can make them private, or you can wipe them all clean. Pretty cool thing. There's also a tool that will do that for Twitter. It's called Cardigan. That'll go back about 3,200 tweets and let you delete them individually or altogether. Also let you unlike certain tweets.
I'll bet that's the most Cardigan is the most popular app in Washington, D.C.
You would think so, but I don't think they make
not
the connection.
Not everybody's using it.
Obviously.
I don't get them. Links to that stuff, of course, at our website if you're interested. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Yeah. We're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.